It's a further escalation in North Korea's provocative missile testing, with one of the weapons suspected of being a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile that it has shown off at recent parades. Called the Hwasong-17, it was also famously featured in a promotional video starring the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. Fearing it was being flown over the top of Japan, as with previous tests, Tokyo issued an alert to some northern prefectures.
I was surprised, but thinking, not again.
We may have to think again about going out fishing, which will impact our business.
Instead, it's thought the missile may have failed mid-flight, landing in the sea separating the Korean Peninsula and Japan.
Our analysis has indicated a possibility that it would fly over the Japanese archipelago, and we issued a public notice.
The development of ICBMs capable of reaching the continental United States brought the Korean Peninsula to the verge of war in 2017.
Thursday's launch seems to be sending a message to the U.S. ahead of its midterm elections. In turn, the U.S. has condemned the test, calling for U.N. Security Council resolutions meant to prohibit North Korea's weapons development to be more strictly enforced.
On Wednesday, North Korea launched multiple salvos of short-range missiles in protest at joint air drills being staged by South Korean and U.S. air forces, with one missile landing south of the de facto maritime border. In response, South Korea fired missiles north of it.
So it is North Korea making very violent protests to this specific aspect of joint military exercises by U.S. forces in South Korea and South Korea's armed forces.
Now, in response to this ICBM launch, the two allies have announced their military exercises will be extended. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.